Welcome to After Dark with Rob and Andrew on America Out Loud, available on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or Pandora, or head on over to the website AmericaOutLoud.com and check out the articles and podcasts, and please share those on social media. Tonight, we will be joined by Clay Kark of the Reawaken America Tour, who has a ton of great speakers and may be coming to a city near you. With Joe Biden and his term as president thus far, we hope people are waking up to what the Democrats are really about. I'm looking forward to discussing this with Clay, but first off, how are you tonight, Rob?
Andrew, I'm doing well, and I want to thank all of our listeners for tuning in. I'm also excited to have Clay on with us tonight. I was looking at his bio, and there was something that caught my eye. And I've never seen a bio like this, written like this before. So, of course, I'm going to ask him about it. So he goes through what he's done, a very impressive resume, and podcasts, Thrive. And as I was reading it, he had co-founded also 5 children. I'm like, wait, did I read that right? And I looked at it again. I thought, wow, what a way of putting it. The father, he co-founded 5 children. Couldn't do it by himself. So I'm guessing, or I know for a fact, although the left wouldn't agree with me, that there has to be a Mrs. somewhere around. But I thought that was interesting. What do you think about that, Andrew? Co-founded 5 children. So yeah, I bet there's never
I've never heard that moment.
I bet there's never a dull moment in their household. But that being said, going back to your opening, something that you alluded to about people wakening up with Joe Biden, resident Biden, that's how we like to refer to him as, resident Biden, in the White House, he and his vice resident, vice president, or whatever she wants to call herself, VP, these two are like freaking frack. And what they're doing to the country is unreal. And people have got to wake up. I think about General Flynn, the patriot that he is, and what they put him through, they being the left. But he was steadfast. He's a believer in God. He's a Christian. And it's like, I am not going to let them break me. And they didn't break him. He lost a lot, but he did not lose his faith. And for that, I commend him. So when I heard about this tour that's being put together that he's on, I thought, wow, this is really great. And then someone reached out to me, Andrew, and said, hey, you might want to have this guy on the show to talk about it. And I'm like, by all means, let's get him on the show. So without further ado, Clay Kark, how are you tonight?
I'm doing great, guys. I really do appreciate you for allowing me to be here with your listeners tonight.
So Clay, before we jump into the meat of things, tell me about this co-founding of 5 children. It's really impressive. Talk to us about that.
Well, might be a controversial idea. My wife and I, we got married at a young age. We were 20 years old. And I knew that I did not want to marry anybody that didn't want to have 5 kids. So when we were dating, I talked about, hey, I'd like to have 5 kids. And she said, yeah. I dated other people that said they didn't want to have 5 kids. And I said, no. And so I decided to not date them anymore. And so I mean this, I knew what I wanted. I wanted a woman who was smart. Uh-huh. I wanted a woman who was smart, woman who could, when I say smart, what does that mean? Somebody with strong conviction, strong critical thinking skills, someone that was smart. I wanted to date a woman who was somebody who would want to raise a family with me because I wanted to raise a family. I wanted to raise a family, and I wanted to be married to a woman who was smart. And I wanted a woman who accepted, which I know is controversial, my hardcore Old Testament and New Testament biblical worldviews of marriage, and specifically the role of men and women, that kind of thing. And I wanted to be able to work 6 days a week, 6 days. I repeat, 6 days a week, not 5, 6, 6 days a week. And so if you read the book of Exodus in the Bible, it says, I'm just giving you Bible verses that people can look up later. It says, in multiple times, okay, Genesis, it says, God created the earth in 6 days and rested on the seventh, right? In Exodus, it talked about how the children of Israel were supposed to go out and work 6 days and gather the manna. And then they're supposed to do what on the seventh day? Rest.
Rust.
And so I wanted to marry somebody who understood that I literally believe it is a biblical concept. Exodus 29, chapter 20, verse 9. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work. I really wanted someone who believed in that idea. You work 6 days, you rest on the seventh. I cannot work 40 hours a week. I cannot work 5 days a week. I cannot do it. I cannot be a part. I can't do it. And I wanted a woman who understood that. That's what I wanted out of my life. And if someone wasn't okay with that, I didn't want to marry that person. And when I met Vanessa, I recognized she was smart. She embraced my worldview of men and women, the relationship. And, you know, she was an amplifier for what we wanted to do as a couple to raise a family. And we teamed up together and we've co-founded 5 kids.
Beautiful story. A virtuous woman. Beautiful story. Someone who understands you're on the same page. And as you said, in today's society, that is rather controversial. Because in a lot of people's mind, you don't need a woman or a man to have a kid. Their idea of a family is completely distorted. So I am glad that you explained it and you broke it down. I salute you and I take my hat off to you because we need more people like you out there showcasing God's love and the love you have for your family. You were committed. You knew exactly what you wanted to do. I salute you, my brother.
Well, now, I appreciate that. I wanted to interject one thing. In 1938, yes. Franklin Delano Roosevelt, who is not featured in the Bible, he's not written about in the Bible, he decided to come up with the Fair Labor Standards Act, thus making it a standard in America that people would work 5 days a week and 40 hours a week. And I've never met anybody who's successful in all my journeys and all my paths, everything I've ever gone through. I've never interviewed anybody on the Thrive Time show, Wolfgang Puck, John Maxwell, Damon John, et cetera, who became successful by working 40 hours a week. So I do believe that the 40-hour work week was meant to keep people financially destitute and barely able to get by check to check, week to week, day to day. And the sixth day allows people to get ahead.
I like it. So Clay, talk to us about the General Friend Reawaken America Tour. What is it about? What do you hope to do with that?
The Reawaken America Tour exists to expose five fundamental big ideas. Okay. One is there's a book called COVID-19, The Great Reset. It's not a theory. It's not a plan. It is not a theoretical plan that I've come up with. It's not a tinfoil idea. It's not a conspiracy theory. It is literally the written blueprint and plan of Klaus Schwab, the head of the World Economic Forum, which calls for the ending of American sovereignty and the ending of all personal property ownership all throughout the world this year. It is the latest manifestation of a thing called the Rockefeller Plan. The Rockefeller Plan was written in 2010, and that called for quarantines, curfews, lockdowns, and forced vaccinations. That's called the Rockefeller Plan, which was written in 2010. It's called the Rockefeller Plan. So the Rockefeller Plan was written in 2010. By the way, folks, you can go to time2freeamerica.com, time2freeamerica.com, and you can download the Rockefeller Plan written in 2010, which calls for the release of a synthetic gain-of-function virus, quarantines, curfews, lockdowns, and forced vaccinations. Or you can go to Amazon.com and buy COVID-19, The Great Reset, written by Klaus Schwab, which calls for the ending of American sovereignty and all personal property ownership. Or if you go to time2freeamerica.com and you click on the Great Reset button, you can watch this thing called Event 201, which was a role play of the Rockefeller Plan and the COVID-19, The Great Reset, which again calls for quarantines, curfews, lockdowns, and forced vaccinations. That's where we're headed. The Great Reset, okay, is made possible, but it's like a five-legged stool or something. It's made possible by election fraud, which we talk about, medical fraud, which we talk about, religious fraud, which we talk about, media fraud, which we talk about, and monetary fraud, which we talk about. All five forms of fraud are making it possible for the Great Reset to happen.
I got to say that there is a lot of fraud that's taking place in our country, especially with religion.
Well, let's go with religion for a second. I'm out there. I read the Bible. So anytime I ever say something, I believe in the Bible to be the irrefutable word of God. So I believe. If anybody doesn't believe in that, that's okay. But I do. The way the Judeo-Christian worldview is that I believe in Jesus Christ. I believe if you do not want to believe in Jesus Christ, if you do not want to believe in Jesus Christ, that's okay. Because I'm not supposed to force my religion upon you. Okay. So that's kind of where I'm at. But if you go to time2freeamerica.com and you click on the button that says the truth about renting religious leaders, the truth about renting religious leaders. And you go there, you're going to see that the Pope hosted a transhuman meeting of the minds at the Vatican.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's the Pope. And Rick Warren is pushing the agenda of the World Economic Forum. Rick Warren, you know, the purpose-driven life, purpose-driven church,
yeah,
purpose-driven book, you know, that guy, Saddleback Church, he's pushing the World Economic Forum endorsed by Klaus Schwab, the transhumanism agenda. Rick Warren is out there encouraging people that Francis Collins is a good guy. Francis Collins is the same Francis Collins that worked with Dr. Anthony Fauci to do gain of function research that involves taking a naturally occurring virus from an animal and mixing it with fresh, but you take a naturally occurring virus from an animal and you have to mix it with fresh, but never frozen fetal tissue, aborted baby tissue to increase the transmissibility of a pathogen. That's what gain of function research is. And that's what Rick Warren is pushing. You have George Soros.
Now renting
evangelical leaders. According to Christian Broadcasting Network, they followed the money and found that George Soros is heavily involved in pushing the pastors from the pulpit, the evangelicals, to endorse his worldview. This is George Soros. So organizations like World Vision are now pushing George Soros, the George Soros agenda. George Soros, by the way, is a man who admits to being a Nazi and to having during a 60 Minutes interview, he admitted to confiscating the property from fellow Jewish people and not feeling bad about it. That same George Soros, who's funding the organization Black Lives Matter, which was funded by a lesbian Marxist by the name of Patrice Cullors.
Tell me about it. And people, I'm like, wake up. This woman, this Black Lives Matter, this whole joke, they care nothing about the family. They care nothing about Black lives. And as far as a Black man, she's a lesbian. It's like, wake up. She doesn't care about the family institution. But Clay, why do you think people are so easily deceived by these whack jobs? And that's what they are, whack jobs. Why are we so easily, I'm not deceived, but so many others are deceived by this. And the Bible tells us, don't be so mixed up by every fool, by every winds of false doctrine, but people are. Why is that? What have we lost?
If you read your Bible, Matthew chapter 24, King James, it reads, and this is a controversial idea, but you know, the apostles, the followers of Christ, are gathered with Jesus, as the book shares, Matthew 24, and they're sitting with Jesus, and they ask Jesus, you know, how do we know when you're coming back? So I'm going to read to you from Matthew chapter 24 quickly, so people can, you know, pause it, play it back, slow motion, whatever, later. But here we go, Matthew chapter 24. It reads, and Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came to him to show him the building of the temple. And Jesus said unto them, see ye not all these things? Verily, I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone left upon another that shall not be thrown down. And as he sat down upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, tell us, when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign of thy coming and the end of the world? And Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. There it is, deceive. Deceive is where people actually believe a lie. And for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ. I see people all the time online right now thanking Bill Gates for giving them the RNA-modifying nanotechnology that allowed them to, quote-unquote, save their life. It says, for many shall come in my name, saying that I am the Christ Savior, and shall deceive many. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye not be troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom. And there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places. And all these are the beginning of sorrows. Then they shall deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you. And ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall arise and deceive many. There's that word again, deceive many. And because iniquity, which means lack of Judeo-Christian morality, lack of God's morality, because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure until the end, the same shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. When ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet stand in the holy place, whoso readeth, let him understand. And I'm just telling you, I believe we're in that spot right now where we are living through the fulfillment of biblical prophecy. That's what I believe.
Absolutely. I mean, because you look around you and look at how people are so easily deceived, how people are buying into this whole thing with the vaccine, with the COVID-19, which came from China, the China virus.
Yep.
Dr. Fauci was behind it. He has lied before Congress on numerous occasions, yet and still he has a job while they're firing other people. We're living in the last days without a doubt. Look around you. I say to my viewers, look around you. Look at the way they're deceiving us. You look at Joe Biden, the biggest sinner, the biggest corrupter going. But yet and still, he is still in the White House, President Biden. Everything that they accuse President Trump of, they have done. And in the Bible, it tells you that there will come a time when they don't want you to go to church, when they want to take away your Bible. What don't you see? They are doing it now. Exactly that. Keeping you from going to church. You can't go to church. If you go to church, we're going to penalize you. They're destroying the institution of the family, the institution of religion. They're turning people against each other, mother against daughter, father against son. They speak of this in the Bible, and here we have it here right now, and people don't see it. We're coming up on the close. But I got to say, people have got to wake up. So what would you say to our listeners, Clay, to get them to wake up and see what's happening around them?
If you want to wake up your fellow Christians, what you're going to have to do right now is you're going to have to understand the truth. And so you're going to need to understand. You can't argue with somebody based upon feelings, okay? Emotions aren't a viable strategy. So what I would recommend that you do right now is I would recommend that you go to timetofreeamerica.com, and there you can see what's inside the COVID-19 vaccines. You go to timetofreeamerica.com. So once you go to timetofreeamerica.com, you can see that the models that said that 2.2 million Americans would die are false. You can see that the PCR tests are falsely calibrated to inflate the cases. You can see that COVID-19 is 100% treatable using budesonide, ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine. You can see that the COVID-19 Great Reset is a book and a plan written by Klaus Schwab. You can read the truth about the Rockefeller plan. You can see Event 201. You can see it. And then you have to pick a side. And so if you're out there today and you say, what can I do? I have two moves for you. And although they may sound self-serving, I would like to give people some non-self-serving sounding things you can do. One, if you go to timetofreeamerica.com, we have jobs out there, employers that are looking to hire people without requiring them to take the RNA modifying COVID-19 vaccines. So if you're looking for a job that doesn't require the COVID-19 vaccines, you can find those at timetofreeamerica.com. If you're looking to be in the fellowship of doctors and attorneys and people willing to help you fight back against the tyranny, go to timetofreeamerica.com, and you can see all these wonderful people, these wonderful patriots at timetofreeamerica.com, and you can see them in person at the Reawaken America Tour. And right, and as far as Phoenix, Arizona goes, right now that's in January 14th and 15th. So Dallas, Texas is in December. That's 9, 10, 11 in Dallas, Texas, December. We have 31 tickets left for that. Phoenix, Arizona, we have under 44% of the tickets left for that. At the largest church in Arizona, that's the Dream City Church there in Arizona. If you want to come to the Reawaken America Tour in Oregon, in April, you can book tickets there all at timetofreeamerica.com. Or if you're somebody you want to watch the documentary. Now, we teamed up with the documentary team of Matt Thayer and Joy Thayer. They are the documentary team that shot the Trump I Know documentary, the only documentary allowed by President Donald J. Trump, into the White House, a documentary done about the White House, about President Trump, the Trump administration. It's called The Trump I Know. And that documentary team has been documenting the entire Reawakening America tour, and they've turned it into a 4-part documentary series, which you can get right now by going to timetofreeamerica.com. Click on the shop button there, and you can download the documentary, which was just released here. Just put out here yesterday.
Thank you so much to our guest tonight, Clay Clark, for joining us. We appreciate your time and wishing you the best of luck. The Reawaken America Tour with General Flynn. You guys definitely want to check that out. Thank you, Clay, for joining us tonight.
Thank you. Have a great night, guys.
You know, it's great to see General Flynn back on the road talking to the American people. You look at what this guy had to go through the past several years. The Democrats came after General Flynn with ruthless abandon. They drained his bank accounts. The guy had to sell his home. They came after him, his family. Just about everything happened to this guy. The deep state was definitely after General Flynn, and I am glad to see that he has rebounded. He is back on the road. He is speaking the truth to the American patriots, and I'm happy for General Flynn. How about you, Rob?
Absolutely. And people need to wake up and be aware as to what's happening in our country, in our society. They went after General Flynn because General Flynn knew the truth. He had the truth. He was walking up on the truth, and he would have exposed this entire Russia collusion plot. But because he was so close to it, they had to remove him. They had to take him out. Now, I know that some of you will say, but he lied to the vice president. I get it. Okay. But let's stay focused on what really matters. It is the fact that they removed him, they handicapped him, kept him tied up in the courts so that he would not be able to stumble upon the truth. Well, not really stumble upon it, Andrew. He would have just seen it for what it was. Would have seen that Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton were colluding. They told him, they told Barack Obama what Hillary Clinton was doing with this whole Russia collusion deal, that she was besmirching then candidate Trump, him as a person, saying that he was a bad guy. They knew about it. And Barack did absolutely nothing. And then the FISA warrants, if they obtained illegally, Andrew McCabe, James Comey. This, it was like a cesspool of filth, illegal activity. Talk about the mob, man. They have nothing on the mob. As was said once, what a tangled web we weave when first we try to deceive. Lady Macbeth in Shakespeare's play, Macbeth. And that's exactly what happened here. And as I said on our previous show, when you get in bed with the Clinton, when you hitch your wagon with the Clintons, you're going to get dirty. You're going to get on that merry-go-round. Once you're on the wagon, they take you off and put you on their merry-go-round, and they're not going to slow up. They're going to keep going as fast as they can to get you sick. And you become so sick, you're like, oh, I don't want to think about this anymore. Well, that's what happened. They went after General Flynn. Now they're going after Steve Bannon. They want to go after Mark Meadows. And they're just sending out warning signs that if you say something, if you're connected with President Trump, if you try to defend him, we will go after you. And it is shameful that we have attorneys that know the law are afraid to represent any of these patriots. You may not like them. You might feel that they're boisterous. They're out there. They're loud. It doesn't matter. Everyone is entitled to fair and legal representation. But the way the left have played this, people are afraid to go near it, lest they be brought down. So I'm glad Clay is on a tour with General Flynn and getting people to wake up and see what's happening. And Andrew, that's what we do here on America Out Loud with our show After Dark with Robert Andrew. And we came up with that title because the show airs at night. And at night, when people come home from work, they just want to sit down, grab their beer, their iced tea, their wine, or whatever their adult beverage is, a glass of water, unwind and say, okay, what happened? What's hit the fan this time? Or I want to be informed. I want to know what's going on. We are here to bring you that information, to dissect the news, to bring you the hot topics. And as I've said before, we might be like partial to some topics, but at the same time, we will tell you the truth. Here, this is what it is, and this is what we think about it. Unlike fake news CNN and PMSNBC and Washington Post, Washington Roast, and they all have agendas, but they're supposed to be news, and they're supposed to have an opinion section, but everything coming out of them is an opinion. So you don't expect someone like Mike Flynn to be given a break because they're not going to give it to him. They're going to chew him up and constantly chew him up. And then they're going to throw in a mix of lies and racism. I mean, that's their seasoning, racism. They get their big bowl and they sprinkle a little racism. They're a little racism. They're a little race here, they're there. Everything is racism. I'm black and I'm a racist. I'm a white supremacist. So the true white supremacists, they don't have anything to worry about because they live within the Democrat Party. You look at the Lincoln Project. I bet if you were to look at all those guys, look at their diaries or their phones, they've probably besmirched or said disparaging things about people or groups. But they want to say that President Trump is a racist and that they're working with the Democrat Party. Now think about this. All of these people on the left are working against one man and the people that voted for him, but really one man. and it's Donald Trump. He has to be Superman. It's going to take all of them. And then you got that wackadoodle, Chris Wallace. I don't like him. He's not a journalist. He's a complete idiot. But yet and still, they prop him up on Fox News to be the bearer of news. And he comes out, and you can tell when he's all choked up and when he's lying, because he starts biting his lip and crinkling his mouth. I don't think I could be in the room with him. It's gotten that bad. A lot of these people I couldn't be in the room with. Joy Reid, absolutely not. Michael Eric Dyson, absolutely not. Don Lemon, absolutely not. Because I know that they're full of lies. There's nothing in them that says the truth. Anderson Cooper. Chris Cuomo. I think at one show I called him Andrew Cuomo, and it's actually Chris Cuomo. But they're one and the same, like I said. But Andrew, it's just amazing how these people, they're out there, but they still have lies. Spreading lies. The bearer of lies. Against one person. So with Mike Flynn, General Flynn, who used to follow me on Twitter, trying to get him on the show. Who knows? He might come on the show. I'd say more power to him, Andrew. I hope he gets out there, and I hope people wake up and see what's happening. I know a lot of people don't agree with the comment that he made recently about there being only one religion. I mean, I myself don't agree with that, because I think that in the it's freedom of religion. I prefer my religion as opposed to other religions. That's the reason why a lot of people came here for freedom of religion. But he's entitled to his opinion.
Yeah, maybe I'd like to get, sorry to cut you off, Rob, but I was just going to say, I'd like to get the chance to ask him about that and see if he just meant that people need to find Jesus Christ again to get back to where we need to be, or if he really believes that we should just only have one religion in America, because coming from a old school constitutionalist like Mike Flynn seems to be, it seems hard to believe that that would be his belief, that the way that it should be.
Well, people need something. Because what we're doing right now just simply isn't working. You think back in the day when we were young and in school, they had prayer and we took it for granted. And that's one of the things that Clay was mentioning earlier on, how we took so much for granted. And now you have all this fraud that's taking place, religious fraud, monetary fraud, just fraud all around us, election fraud, media fraud. And at some point, we need to wake up and realize that fraud is being committed on us with a lot of lies that are being told. But who's going to stand up? We need a few good men. Forget about Barack Obama. Barack Obama is not one of the few, not one of the proud. He's not going to be truthful because he has bought into this whole narrative of being oppressed, although he's headed looking at being the billion-dollar president, former president. Go figure, Andrew. Go figure.
Yeah, you're right, Rob. And as you mentioned earlier, this is our 113th show on America Out Loud. You guys can go to AmericaOutLoud.com, go to the After Dark tab and pull up our full archive of shows. We've had so many great shows. Mark McCloskey, a lot of people remember from the gun incident in St. Louis. He's actually in Kenosha supporting Kyle Rittenhouse. He sat down with us for a full hour and spoke to us, and I believe the most in-detail interview he has given. We recommend you guys go check out that. We've had great candidates coming up, like Joe Kent, Laverne Spicer. So many great shows that we've been a part of in our short time here at America Out Loud that we are excited about. And here we are just about a week away from the Thanksgiving holiday. And we hope all you listeners are having a great holiday season. You guys are tuned in to After Dark with Rob and Andrew, available on America Out Loud via iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or download the America Out Loud app to keep track of all the great shows. We'll be back with more After Dark from Rob and Andrew.
Hail, my fellow Americans. How did you feel watching footage on the news of domestic terrorists looting our stores and burning our cities down? You were probably disgusted and angry as much as I was. It's disturbing what's going on. Well, you'd be shocked to know that your shopping habits are supporting these extremists. Companies like Amazon, Nike, Disney, FedEx, it's an endless list. And they've been supporting these radical groups. Let's stop supporting companies that fund these extremist groups. We can all do our part. Visit shoptotheright.com and you'll find businesses in a nationwide database and companies that are aligned with our American values. Visit shoptotheright.com and let's all make a difference.
Trouble getting to sleep and staying asleep can be infuriating. Your mind races. You toss and turn, and the harder you try, the harder it is to drift off. And today's digital age makes it even harder. You're not alone with this struggle. Poor sleep affects over 70% of Americans. Even the Centers for Disease Control label insufficient sleep a public health epidemic. To take back your sleep, Healthy Cell has created REM Sleep, the only sleep supplement made to support all four stages of human sleep with calming herbs, amino acids, and sleep hormone support, delivered in a patent-pending, pill-free, ultra-absorption microgel formula that tastes great. Fall asleep, stay asleep, sleep deeply, and wake up refreshed with Healthy Cell's REM Sleep. Go to HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 20% off your first order. That's HealthyCell.com, HealthyCell, and use code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
While the cancel culture is determined to destroy our history, bringing violence and terror to city streets, America Out Loud will enhance its own message of love and honor for the American traditions and constitutional values that have always been the backbone of what America means: life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. America Out Loud Talk Radio. Liberty and justice for all.
And we are back with After Dark with Rob and Andrew, and I'm glad that you are sticking around for the second half of the show. There is a war that's going on our traditional values. Some people don't like the traditional values. They want to create this makeshift society, this makeshift fantasy world, and then say this is life. And mind you, it's only happening in America. It might be happening in some other Western countries, but they're a little smarter than Americans, because Americans think that we're at the forefront. You got that knucklehead Tony Blinken, who's pushing this also at the State Department. On our passports, we're going to put a gender for X. You don't have to say who you are. Then the next thing you know, states will start doing it for driver's license. And this is funny. In the meantime, Al-Qaeda is laughing because they know now they can put on a black robe and then go in and say that they're a woman. In actuality, they are, it's a man. So why do we even have pictures? Why do we even take pictures? Now, Andrew, I'm going to tell you this. I am going to pass out, straight cold pass out, if someone shows me a driver's license and they're wearing a stupid mask. I mean, the mask has become a religion for some people. You go out on the streets, people have on a mask. You look at people in their cars, they have on a mask, and they're the only person in the car. Not only that, the people that have returned to church, they're wearing decorative mask, designer mask. Can you believe it? A designer mask, and it could cost you anywhere up to 20 or 30 bucks.
Yeah, the governor of Oregon, just on that note, just posted a picture on Twitter where she's got like a Christmas snowball mask, you know, where you can like shake it up and the snow comes down. I'm not even kidding.
I mean, this is insane. Do you actually think, let's just be serious, do you actually think the mask is protecting you? And if it is, what is it protecting you from? From spit? From people talking to you? Because it's not protecting you from the virus. Because if that were the case, we wouldn't have the virus now, because they scared the heebie-jeebies out of everyone and threatened just about everyone that you can't go and do your business without a mask, that people put on the mask. So, and then in these liberal states, Andrew, liberal states and cities where the virus rate is so high, it's like, are you people not wearing your mask? You're pretending to wear your mask. You're pulling a Joe Biden or Nancy Pelosi. When you're on camera, you have the mask on. As soon as you're off camera, you take the mask off. I mean, it just shows you that the mask does not work. No, I wear my mask. I found a purpose for wearing the mask because I don't want to smell a lot of the body odor here in New York City. I don't want to smell the pot the stench of it on every corner.
I like it when it's cold outside as well. It keeps your face a little warmer.
True, it does. It keeps your, and it has started, it's getting cold here in New York City. So putting that mask on, I'm like, oh, hey, I kind of like this. But during the summer, it's going to protect me. And I see people, my mask, put your mask on. And even little kids, there was this one little kid was telling me, put your mask, where's your mask? You don't have your mask on. I'm like, oh, trust me, I'll be fine. Wait, but you're going to get the virus. I'm like, no, I'll be fine. But look at the people. They should do a study of the people who've worn their mask and still got the virus. Because if you remember, Andrew, earlier on, when this virus, China virus first hit, and people were wearing the mask, and they were staying inside, stories began to leak that people who were staying inside were getting the virus. And they couldn't figure out what happened. They'd never been outside. And then it was, oh, well, probably the delivery man or the mailman. Give me a break. That's a far reach. Now, if you were to say that it was in the water or it came through their air conditioner, through their ventilators, okay. But to say the doorman or the mailman, UPS guy gave it to them, that's a big reach. But yet people will wear that mask as if though it is a religion. But the people that were protesting during the spring and summer of 2020, Andrew, they didn't have on a mask. And we didn't hear one word about an uptick in the virus. Not one word. All of the protest that we've seen, not one word about people getting the China virus. Now they're pushing it on the children. We spoke about this on one of our other shows. And parents are offering up their kids' arms. No, give my kid the shot because my kid wants to be free. Free from what? The kid still has to wear the bloody mask. It's a staple. And that Dr. Frankenstein, Tony Fauci, how does he sleep at night? Well, I guess he's sleeping rather easily since he's making almost $800,000. But yet and still, we're following this guy. And Andrew, how can we not? I mean, no one is going to challenge him. There are legitimate doctors that are out there shaking their head saying this makes no sense, but they're afraid to say something because if they do, they will be shut down. If they do, their careers could be ruined. I can't say that I blame them, but someone has to stand up. Someone has to stand up against the opposition. Someone has to stand up with the truth.
Yeah, and you look at what the Democrats did to President Trump in his last 2 years in office, you really got to hope that if the Republicans take back the majority in the House and Senate in 2022, they're going to go on offense because the Democrats have been going on offense for what feels like almost 4 years now at this point. So it's about time that when the Republicans take back the House and Senate, we turn the tables and we start going after some of these people. And I just want to speak for myself for a moment. I am so sick and tired of these mask mandates. As I mentioned, I'll wear it every once in a while if it's cold outside or if it's a facility where I absolutely have to wear it. I won't let it stop me from living my life. But for example, the other day I went to go eat at Red Robin. And as soon as I walk in the door at a restaurant, they try and tell me that I need to have my mask on before I'm seated, even though as soon as I'm seated, I would be taking off my mask. It makes no sense. As soon as she told me that, I turned around and walked out the door and ate somewhere else. I'm just so sick of these mandates. Of course, I'm not one of these people that blame the employees for holding down the company's policy, but I'm just sick and tired of it.
And so are so many other people sick and tired of it. But like I said, they're afraid. People are afraid to say anything lest they be canceled, lest their careers are ruined. You look at all the doctors that are there that don't believe in this. And some of them will come out and they'll speak out against it. Some of them will say it makes no sense. These are the same doctors or within that field who are completely against this whole gender dysphoria and all this other stuff and pushing these hormones on kids to make them a girl or a boy. They're there. There are some that go to the extreme in saying you need to have conversion therapy and shock therapy and all that. I mean, that's I don't believe in that. But their writings should be known and should be read because they're saying this is a slippery slope. We don't know what the outcome will be, giving kids as early as 5 hormones, telling them, yeah, you are a little boy, you are a little girl. The left wants that because the left likes these exotic people. If you look at how they do dogs. At one point, people wanted a purebred dog, but now they're designer dogs. And some of them are cute, especially the little, the poodles that are mixed with the Labradors and the curly hair, that rustic look. Now we're trying to do children like that. I want to have a designer child. If my child says that he's a this or he's a that, he's non-binary. Oh, that's great. Oh, my child doesn't know what sex he is. Well, you're a dummy, and so is your child. And that's child abuse. But there are doctors that are out there that are writing about this, but we don't see their papers. And we should see their papers. We should know the other side, as opposed to one side, which is the liberal side. These people are dangerous, extremely dangerous. And just going back to what you were saying about President Trump, Andrew, and what they had done to him the last 2 years when he was in office, I don't know, Andrew, if the Republicans, if they take back the House and the Senate, if they will stand up. It all depends on who the person is that take these seats. Because if you have weak people coming in, nothing will happen. And if you have people who are already there who are afraid of their own shadows, who want to say, oh, we're going to be above all this. No, not doing anything makes you less than all this. It is time that people be held accountable. All of the people that are on the Hill right now, Andrew, they need to be held accountable.
Exactly right. And that's why I never buy this argument. Like, we're talking about Washington District 3. You've got Joe Kent running against Jamie Herrera Butler. And some of the establishment and the GOP are saying that we're going to support Jamie Herrera Butler because she got more votes than President Trump in her district. And if we support Joe Kent and he beats her in a primary, what if a Democrat takes that seat? It's like, well, that's a chance that you have to take, because when you've got weak Republicans and rhinos like Jamie Herrera Butler, they're useless. They're not doing your party any good anyways. Having a majority like that is not a real majority.
Not at all. And who's to say that if she gets the seat, that she won't be defeated? I mean, these Republicans, they just don't think. They simply don't think, like Liz Cheney, who's doing the Democrat bidding. Now, she's counting on, if she should run, well, I'll make it. I'll get it. Well, how will you get it? Well, the Democrats are going to come out and they're going to support me. And they're going to make certain that no other Democrat runs so that I can get this seat. Okay, then you might as well just switch parties, because we don't want you on our side. I mean, you think about it. How could he have been so successful when he had all these people within his party putting knives in his back? The moment he went down, they ran and attacked him. Look at the ones that voted to impeach. And impeach for what? Well, you know, I had to listen to my constituents and I had to follow the Constitution. No, you did not. You look at this woman that came out the other day, Summer Zerbos, who was an apprentice. She was on the show, The Apprentice, who claimed that President Trump sexually harassed her. And when he said that he did it, she's a liar, she decided, I'm going to sue for defamation. And some of the Republicans, well, I think she deserves her day in court, as opposed to saying, this has to stop. This has to stop. I mean, you can sue anyone, but come on, really? Now we find out that she's withdrawing her lawsuit because someone probably told her it's a waste of time. It's time to move on. This is what we have to deal with in this party. We have Republicans who don't want to work together, that refuse to work together. The ones that voted for this infrastructure bill, because they're looking at, oh, this is going to help the roads and the bridges and the this and the that. That money will sit there going unused forever. Nothing will get built. The amount of money that they claim to be allocating for infrastructure, there should be no bridges in the world that are messed up. They should all be replaced. All our streets. But like clockwork, winter will come, snow will fall, ice will fall, and then you'll have the big trucks riding on the highway trying to get rid of the snow. And then you'll have people behaving like, wow, oh my God, that was a lot of snow. What are we going to do? Where are you going to remove it? What about the roads and the streets? Well, you have to repair them. Where is that money? Now, Andrew, you're in the Illinois area. Here in New York, when it snows, we have to apply it away, have big trucks coming on the roads. And of course, it damages the roads. Do you guys have that where you are?
Oh my God, you wouldn't believe it. We've got these salt trucks. I'm sure you guys probably get them too, where they salt the roads just like crazy. And once the snow melts and everything wipes away, you've just got these huge potholes all over the roads. The roads here in Illinois are absolute junk. We continue to invest in them year after year. We see taxes go up and the roads do not get any better. And then you have road construction going on for 6 to 8 months at a time where it seems like they don't get anything done. Just all kinds of problems with the infrastructure here in the state of Illinois already. I can only imagine when the Biden administration tries to do this on a federal level, how messed up these funds are going to get. And as you said, Rob, in New York, it's like that apparently. In Illinois, it's an absolute disaster. The roads are just filled with potholes, people's tires popping all over the place.
Well, what's going to happen is that when they start allocating the money will go to those states. But then if you're in a state like California, the governor will try to misuse the money, misappropriation of the funds, and he'll use it for something else. He'll use it to fund a homeless clinic. We want to give the homeless free needles to shoot up, as opposed to getting them a place to stay. I don't know about you, but I think they should bring back those crazy houses and lump all of these homeless people in it. To me, it's inhumane allowing them to live on the street, defecate on the street, shoot up on the street. Why not just put them in a facility? Well, you can't make them take your medicines. You want to bet, tie them down, force it down their throats. It's for their betterment and for the betterment of society, as opposed to allowing them to run around in the streets like crazy people, the crazy people that they are, smelly. Like, what purpose does it serve having the homeless out on the streets? Why can't we force them to take their medicine? I don't care what the ACLU is saying. It is for their betterment and the betterment of society so that they can become productive citizens as opposed to living on the streets. We're now entering the cold months. Some of them will go away. And then like clockwork, as soon as the spring comes, they'll come out. Doesn't anyone see something wrong with this picture? We are a rich nation, and we have homeless people all around us. A rich nation, yet and still we have poverty. A rich nation, yet and still we have people coming in at the border, and right now they stand to get $450,000 thanks to Joe Biden. Why don't you give that money to the poor and uplift them out of poverty? Well, they won't do it, Andrew, because the Democrats need a poor class of people. Because they will remain dependent upon them, because they will keep giving them free money, that they'll give them just enough to get by. Not enough to be self-sufficient, just barely enough to get by. How cruel is that? How inhumane is that? You look at public housing, especially here in New York City. It is the ghetto. It is the government's ghetto. Why haven't they cleaned it up? All that money that they're putting there, OSHA and all these other groups are putting for these housing, public housing, why haven't you cleaned them up? And why is it that crime is like nonstop in them? Then they'll say, okay, anyone who's selling drugs in this, we're going to kick them out. Yeah, but what about the people who are still there? These public housing was designed to give people a stopping place to go while they get on their feet. But how can they get on their feet if they're making this a way of life, if you're making this a way of life for them? Trump was completely against this. He wanted everyone to work to get out of the predicament that you're in. But when you're dealing with the Democrats, when you're dealing with them, they need that class of people so that they will vote for them and keep them in office. While they feed them these lies that, oh, we're going to make it better. We're going to do this for you. We're going to do that. I look at the new mayor-elect of New York City, Eric Adams. He's having a tete-a-tete with this independent Black Lives Matter guy, Hawk Newsom. Now, the thing about Hawk Newsom is that when people hear him talk, you assume that he's part of the major Black Lives Matter organization, but he isn't. what happens, Andrew, is that these individuals, they go from state to state and they create their own chapter of Black Lives Matter. And then they become independent of everyone else with their Black Lives Matter little groups. And they say, oh, you know, I'm Black Lives Matter.
Yeah, and that's how you can get the donations from all over the place, huh? Like I just seen Jacob Blake's brother or uncle, something like that, was in Kenosha outside the courthouse for the Kyle Rittenhouse verdict. And they actually were there with the Jesse Jackson flags showing Jesse Jackson's Rainbow Coalition. They were trying to promote that, just keep on cashing in. And I've got a different take on the homeless situation that we talked about earlier. No doubt about it, we have a huge homeless problem here in America. But I'm not sure if this is a problem in New York, but I know I spent some time out in California and I actually seen this firsthand. You see some of these homeless guys out there, or they're supposedly homeless. They're out begging for money. Then once they get done begging for money, they go around the corner. They get in their BMW and drive off into their $5,000 a month apartment. I mean, you see a lot of people like that who are just mooches, totally taking advantage of the system. And that's exactly why I would never give money to a homeless person ever again. As I believe you said before, I'll maybe give them some food or something like that. But as far as money goes, my wallet is cut off for the homeless.
Well, yeah. I mean, and I witnessed that here in New York City at the train stations. There would be people who would stand there begging for money. In fact, Andrew, at one point, they busted a man who claimed to be homeless, begging for money, asking for public assistance. And guess where the guy was living? Trump Towers on Fifth Avenue. So, I mean, again, I think this is a bad example that we're setting. I think we're breeding these people to be homeless, as opposed to just saying, you got to get off the streets. Okay, I'm a taxpayer. I don't want to get on the train and then you're hopping over the train, getting a free ride and living on the train with filth. There's a fear of going on the subway because you might attack me. That has to stop. But just going back to this guy, Eric Adams, and this guy that we're talking about, he's having a little tete-a-tete with. One of the things I heard one of the talk show hosts say, that we've got to be careful not to give this guy Hawk Newsom much attention, because he could become another Al Sharpton. Way back in the day when I was a kid, I remember Al Sharpton and this whole Tawana Brawley case. Al Sharpton was nothing but a two-bit hustler he was an overweight two-bit hustler with processed hair, wearing a large chain like one of those rappers, and a jogging suit. Now, from then until now, he has morphed until some horrible TV commentator wearing $1,000 suits. He's lost weight, dumped his wife, and got a girlfriend. So if we're not careful, this guy will end up doing the same thing, out pontificating and being aggressive about Black Lives Matter. The next thing you know, he's on MSNBC. So, I mean, and it's all part of their playbook. I mean, I don't know what Eric Adams is going to do with this guy, and the threat that if he brings back the police unit that protects the streets, that, you know, there's going to be blood all over the city. And that's what they're threatening, that if he brings it back, if he brings back pretty much law and order, they're going to tear the city down. Well, to me, that's a threat and it needs to be contained. They need to find these guys and throw them in jail. But then you have city council members, and you have other people who are saying, oh no, they're just, you know, letting out their frustration. They're legally protesting. No, when you're tearing down stuff that doesn't belong to you, you're threatening individuals. You're infringing upon their rights to have a peaceful life. You need to be stopped. And I don't know why people are afraid to stop them. We've got to do something about the violence here, not only in New York City, but the country as a whole. We cannot allow it to go on the way it is. And this is happening because of failed policies of the left. You look around you, that's all you see in these Democrat cities, failed policies. And not only that, you see the loss of Black lives. Why? Failed policies in Democrat cities. And then you want to tell me about racism? You want to talk to me about racism within the Republican Party when it is actuality, the laws, the failed laws of the left? We've got to get real. And then you have people threatening that if you don't do the right thing, we're going to burn it down. There will be bloodshed. And in whose community? Black and brown communities. Just goes to show that the policies of the left are not sufficient. But then Republicans have got to get out there and say, we are different. This is who we are. We want law and order. When Giuliani was the mayor of New York City, he tamed the city and made certain things were running properly. And I see this size, New York, he was able to do it. He was able to accomplish it. Bloomberg kept it going. De Blasio came in, he and his wife, Shirlene, and they just destroyed it all. And now look, crime, violence, subway. And then, Andrew, what's funny, I read the other day that came out on the news that they were saying, oh, the crime on the subway is down. Like, are you serious? Are you really serious? Do you really want us to think that crime on the subway is down because you want more people to ride the subway? Like, it is not down, especially when we can see with our very eyes people being attacked, raped, pushed. How can it be down? Well, and in October, it was at 31%. It was 31 muggings. And back in September, it was only 29. Okay, 29, 31. Not that big of a difference. So I don't think it's that far down. But this is all thanks to our mayor, who happens to be a Democrat socialist commie, and his failed policies, not wanting the police to do their jobs. But that all being said, as I've said so many times on the show, how is it that people consistently vote for these people? Well, we're not going to vote for a Republican. We're not going to vote for them. But why not? What is it that they're going to do that you don't like, other than enforce the law, other than make certain that you're safe? So why wouldn't you vote for that? You don't have to like the person. I mean, I think back to President Trump. People say he's boisterous. He's loud. He's bombastic. Okay, I give it to you. He is. So what? But you know without a doubt he's going to protect you. He's going to make certain that you're protected. What is wrong with that? Well, I'll tell you what's wrong with it. He exemplifies an alpha male, and they don't like that. They want someone who's weak and feeble, like President Biden. Shame, shame, shame.
Yeah, very well said, Rob. And this was just another hour that flew right by. We appreciate your guys' support. As always, you can find us Monday to Friday on iHeartRadio, the America Out Loud channel, 9 Eastern, 8 Central, 6 in the West. And of course, we're not the only show on America Out Loud. It's got great shows on 24 hours a day. So be sure to go to iHeartRadio and subscribe to the America Out Loud channel and check out some of the great content at that. Thank you all for joining us tonight on After Dark with Rob and Andrew. Check us out and all the other shows over at AmericaOutLoud.com, who just celebrated its 5th anniversary. You can also find America Out Loud, as I mentioned, on iHeartRadio, Spotify, or Stitcher. We'll see you guys next time. Remember, stand for something or you will fall for nothing.